In this day and age, the means and methods to tell stories using moving images has reached most people with access to a phone and a computer. School districts are increasingly recognizing the innate comfort that most students have in using technology to describe their world and unleash their creativity, and the upcoming EPISD Digital Film Festival hopes to tap some of the young filmmaking talent in our region. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is Karen Wright Balbier, Instructional Technology Specialist for the El Paso Independent School District and coordinator of the upcoming EPISD Digital Film Festival. The film festival is encouraging students to begin making films now and will be accepting entries very soon. Welcome to the program, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to see you. It's always nice to see new people getting involved in the local film community. You are listed as Instructional Technology Specialist. What does that encompass?
I know it sounds really important, and I think it is. Actually, in EPISD, we have 9 Instructional Technology Specialists, and we each serve a feeder pattern in our district. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of roles, but mostly it's to support our teachers, admin, and students in integrating technology effectively. And so we have lots of different technology on each campus, each grade level. And, of course, with subject areas as well. And so our main goal is to help our teachers and students utilize that technology for learning.
Yeah, I think most people who have school-age kids knows that there's a revolution going on in the classroom and that technology is at the heart of that. And certainly there's a lot of evolution going on of how we teach and how we engage kids in learning. So where did the idea, though, to take some of that technology that's already embedded in their lives, these kids' lives and in their classrooms, and really use it to express themselves with filmmaking?
Well, if you get on the internet at all, you're going to see that students are constantly posting
yes.
and creating things and putting things in YouTube and
whether
online.
They realize it or not.
Right. And they're taking videos all the time. They'll stop, pause, take pictures. Mm. And why not do that while you're learning? Mm. You know, we want to encourage them to create things that they're proud of instead of things that, you know, I mean, we see a variety of things on YouTube, but mostly we want to encourage them to create good things with their technology. And so seeing that that's already a part of their world, why not bring the two together?
Fantastic. Now, I know towards the end of this school semester, mid-May, you're going to have a showcase of a lot of the films that you're getting from students. But let's back up and talk a little bit about what you're looking for, the kinds of films you're looking for. I presume there is a time limit on the length of these titles.
Yes. In fact, we set a time limit of 3 minutes. So there isn't a lot of time, but you would it does take a while to create
sure.
a well-thought-out 3-minute film. And so we have several categories, and we did not decide on a theme because we know a lot of film festivals have a theme.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to limit our teachers because we have students in our district from pre-K through 12th grade. But we're including kinder through 12th grade in this. So we want films from our kindergartners if they're creating
Fantastic.
Films. We want films from our 5th graders if they are, and even our 12th graders who may be in a film class.
Which will also engage the parents.
Yes, yeah. yes. And so we looked at categories in which we thought could be connected to the classroom, but this is not limited to the classroom. So if there's a student listening or a parent who has a child that, you know, they see they're making films all the time on their phone or iPad or computer, they can still encourage their child to create a film and talk with the teacher about at least sponsoring them. So our categories, we have animation, claymation, and special effects. And those are for
nice.
Our students that are using iPads and they're mm-hmm. creating stop motion films with clay. They're doing that already.
Right.
So we clustered that into one category. We have commercials because sometimes in our classrooms, our teachers are encouraging them to be inventive, to create a product, now sell it.
Oh,
so
nice.
It could be something that exists or something that doesn't. Digital story. I know that's a big span there, but that is one of our categories. Documentary. Instructional how-to created on the iPad is another one. So if it doesn't fall into the other categories and they created an animation on the iPad, we decided we'd make that a category this year. We have a lot of iPads in EPISD. News story, newscast, because we have some students who are wanting to submit a story.
Mm-hmm.
Public service announcement, and the last one is a trailer. And when we say that, it could be a biography trailer or a book trailer for a story that they read and they want to promote. So those are our
really
categories.
Really easy to integrate into the classroom, too.
Yes, that's what we tried to stick with.
So are you primarily reaching out to teachers to get the word out about this, or you also have some sort of way to get to parents directly and grandparents?
Well, the way that, again, we're starting a little late here. So what we've done is we've emailed all of the teachers in EEPISD. Granted, teachers receive a lot of email. So if they clicked on it and they were interested in filmmaking, it probably was something they opened up and maybe shared with their students. The way that we've kind of tried to get the information out to parents is by posting up a couple posters. We have two posters on each campus somewhere. I couldn't tell you if it's on the door incoming into your campus or not, with the website address and the deadline to upload information. And the reason we did that is because, again, if that information doesn't get to the student but they're interested, they can still look at that poster and ask a teacher, will you sponsor me and just promise that you'll view my video, make sure it's appropriate, and upload it for me. Or maybe the student can help uploading because I know they're comfortable with that.
Let's talk about the uploading and the submission process because people need to plan ahead. Obviously, making a film, even a three-minute film,
yes,
they need to know what their deadlines are. What is the deadline for uploading these films?
To upload the film, the deadline is May 2nd. Okay. We know that there's a lot of testing going on, so we know that there's not going to be a lot of time dedicated in the classroom right now to creating a film. But we still want to encourage, you know, spending a little bit of time because you can spend a little time today, a little time tomorrow.
Sure. That's still a month from now.
Yeah.
That's doable.
Yeah. But as far as the application, because we do need to do some planning, that deadline is April 18th.
Okay.
And you can find the packet that needs to be turned in with the video release forms, who's participating, what the title of your film is going to be, so that you might want to work on. Of course, we'll be flexible if it has to change. You know, sometimes things like that happen. Can be found on our website, which is EPISD, Digital Film Festival, .weebly.com, and it is Googleable.
So if they just pop in EPISD, Digital Film Festival, they'll find the site.
Right.
And Weebly is spelled WEEBLY.com.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And you mentioned eligibility. Basically, any child enrolled in Region 19, K through 12. And for those who don't know, Region 19 extends, I guess, all the way from Canutillo down through Fabens.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. So even though it's called the EPISD Digital Film Festival, it's great that you're accepting contributions from other school districts in the area.
And mostly that's because we want to encourage our students to use the technology.
Fantastic. Now, one of the things you're doing is this is a film festival that's juried, meaning that you're going to have judges reviewing some of these films. So I presume there's a selection process to get into the film festival. You're not able to show every single entry.
Right. We're not going to show every single entry during the film festival. But here's what will happen is that you'll upload your film and we have a rubric that's in our packet. Mm-hmm. So if students are wondering, well, how do I know what they're looking for? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a rubric there. And that's, again, to encourage them to think about different elements as they're creating their film. You know, can I hear? Is there a story? And so those are included in the rubric. And so we'll have a panel of judges that will go through and rate them. And we'll pick a top film from each category. So for the claymation category, we'll select a winner for kinder through second, third through fifth, sixth through eighth, and ninth through 12th. So four for each category. So we'll feature four films from each category, and they are 3 minutes long. We would love to share everyone's, but then it would be a really long film festival.
Maybe you could set up a YouTube channel and put them all there.
We will create a montage that will include a small clip from every single film. So every film will at least get a short amount of time that they'll get to see and celebrate. And then we are going to have a YouTube channel on our EPISD TV Studios YouTube channel. We'll create a playlist of all of the videos that were uploaded. And we are working on having a People's Choice Award. So that way we can let the audience select one as well. So
I'm gathering that most students are not going to have a problem putting together a film. You know, it's amazing how sophisticated young people are today, more so than their parents, perhaps. So parents listening who might think, oh, this is too big of a task for them, I think it's really something quite simple and would really engage a lot of their students. But do you have overall advice for how to get into this? You mentioned earlier 3 minutes is enough time to do something impactful, but it's also short enough that you really need to have planned out what it is that you're filming.
Yeah, well, definitely storyboarding is a good idea.
There you go.
Have an idea. If you're thinking, I want to create a film, I don't know what to create, look at the categories, think about what you're interested in, what you want to share with the world. Mm-hmm. And if you could tell one story, what would you like to tell? And it could be a how-to. Maybe you feel like you're not creative in developing a story, but you can definitely teach somebody how to do something. It could be your how-to on I don't know, building a rocket ship with Legos. Of course, you only have 3 minutes. So it can be educational. If it's a documentary and you have someone that you think is very interesting, you could create a short documentary to share something that you want the world to see. So
you mentioned that a lot of students these days have resources in their classrooms like iPads and other devices that would help in making these. But really, most smartphones even, I guess there's no real barrier to what the school district is providing technology-wise. There's very simple, free, downloadable editing tools online that people can find for their computers.
Definitely.
Beyond devices that are already in the classrooms, is there any other technological support that the district is going to be offering?
Well, on our page, I do have a contact form. So if you would like to ask a question, if I can help you with that, I most definitely will. If you have a PC, I know Windows Movie Maker is a free download. You can grab that. There are tons of tutorials online. And I'll tell you, I know that kids, the first place they're going to go is to YouTube to find out, well, how do I clip this video or how do I add the title? And so there are tons of resources out there beyond us where students can learn how to create those films. And lots of websites, too. One of my favorites, I like Vimeo School. Have you checked that out? They have some really fun, entertaining videos that will teach you how to create nice shots. And so lots of resources out there. But, yes, definitely, they can contact us if they have questions.
Fantastic. And do you hope this will become an annual event?
Yes. We want it to be an annual event. We want it something that our students will be excited about. And, again, just to think, have them think about creating good films and, of course, encourage. You know, our students might find out that they're really great at it and love it, and it might open maybe doors for their future.
I love it. It's exciting to see all sorts of programs being originated within our school system that supports innate filmmaking talent. So one of these kids just might be the next Steven Spielberg in a decade or two.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Thank you for coming in and sharing this with us. I've been discussing the upcoming EPISD Digital Film Festival with Karen Wright Balbier, Festival Coordinator and Instructional Technology Specialist for the El Paso Independent School District. The film festival is encouraging students at all grade levels in the EPISD district, as well as Region 19, which runs from Canutillo all the way down through Fabens, to conceive of and create 3-minute films and send them into the district by May 2nd. There are a variety of types of films being accepted, and you can learn more about the submission requirements at episddigitalfilmfestival.weebly.com, or just do a search for EPISD Digital Film Festival. The best film submissions received will be part of a screening event on May 16th at Bowie High School. A final program note, the film salon at Trinity First will screen the 1957 drama No Down Payment, starring Joanne Woodward, Tony Randall, Jeffrey Hunter, and Cameron Mitchell. The film was directed by Martin Ritt and chronicles the darker side of the suburban dream as it explores the lives of four young couples who've bought new homes in a California subdivision. No Down Payment screens tonight at 7:30 p.m., and all screenings are free of charge. The film salon meets at Trinity First United Methodist Church, located at 801 North Mesa. On film's producer is Norma Martinez. Special thanks to Dennis Wu for engineering today's show. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.